Hello, and welcome to the Green Minds podcast.
Showcasing the science, stories, and solutions behind climate change.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of IB Green Minds. I'm delighted to say that today we have a CCMF alumni with us, so Masters in Climate Change, Management and Finance from Imperial, Daniela Arroyo-Olson. She is now the co-founder of EcoFi. So firstly, thank you very much for joining us today, Daniela.
Thank you very much for having me, Nico. It's a pleasure to be here.
So as I mentioned, you've, along with two other students from our Masters, founded EcoFi. So can you tell us a bit about firstly yourself and then EcoFi and how you've gotten to where you are today?
So yeah, as you mentioned before, I also studied the Masters that you are currently finishing. And the way that we founded EcoFi, it's through a consulting project. So at the end of the year, you can either choose to do an internship or do a consulting project. And the founding team of EcoFi decided to do a consulting project together. The founding team is Dan, Tiago, and myself. The three of us also study the Climate Change Management and Finance Masters. And well, the reason why we decided to launch the company is because we wanted to accelerate climate action, and we wanted to make it easier for companies to implement sustainable practices. So yeah, so after finishing the consulting project, the three of us realized that we worked really well together, and we said, you know what, we should launch a company together. In this process of launching a company, I mean, it's been challenges, but also it's been an adventure. And we have been shaping the services that we offer to our clients in order to whatever they need. So for example, we offer carbon footprint metrics and also support with our certifications. We did this in October last year. And in December last year, we got our first client, which was really exciting.
Great. Ah, sounds great. So just for the listener, can you give us a bit of an overview of the different things that you do at EcoFi? So you mentioned carbon footprinting. What are the other things that you've been looking at?
The first step that we do, and the reason why we say that we accelerate climate action, is because we developed this assessment that we call it the 360 assessment framework, where we evaluate companies' sustainability performance. And this is when we tell them what is important for them to focus their next efforts. When we were doing the consulting project, we realized that companies have a lot of energy and willing to change, but sometimes they struggle to find where should they begin with, where should they focus their next efforts. So this is our first step. So basically we divided into three steps. We did the 360 assessment to evaluate company sustainability performance and really do the best with their resources. And the second one is we develop a strategy depending on what they want to achieve, right? Whether it's a certification, or they want to become carbon neutral, or they want to get a specific sustainable loan. So in this strategy, we also help them with the carbon footprint, with the strategy alignment, whether they want to like develop a project. And the third one is we help them with all the paperwork for the certification as well, or anything else that they need.
That's great. So you really cover quite a lot of the topics across the sustainability spectrum. You mentioned your first client. Could you tell us how was that experience? How was it starting off, looking for someone?
So finding your first client when you're a young company is always a challenge. But we decided to look for the products that we know. And it was this milk that I always buy in the supermarket. And I was telling Dan and Tiago, guys, we should contact these people. It's a company that sells in Australia, US, and in the UK. And they were like, Danny, you're crazy. How are we going to just call them? So this is basically what I did. So one day I arrived to the enterprise lab. I grabbed the phone and I called them. And I somehow passed through the secretary. And I was in contact with the CEO. I was on the phone with the CEO, and I explained him what we do. I explained him, like, we launched this company. We want to help companies to accelerate their climate action and help them with their sustainability practices. And what the CEO answered was, congrats on passing the secretary. And second, I can see you next Tuesday at 10 a.m. So that's how we got our first client.
Okay, yeah. That's an amazing first milestone. What other things have you guys achieved since then?
So from that on, we decided to also support our practices and services with different competitions because getting clients, I mean, getting this first client was like that, but getting the next clients, it's a little bit more of a challenge. So we applied for the Lamborghini Future Fab Award, and I got notified that I won the competition in February, which was amazing. I believe it took us like about a week for us to believe that I actually won the prize. Mm-hmm. I remember we got the email and we were just like, guys, is this real? Let's have a look at it in a week. So we left it for a week. And after a week, we answered the email saying, congrats, Daniela, you won the prize. And we were like, thank you very much. But it was amazing. It was an amazing experience. And after that, we also took part in different courses. So for example, Dan took the Ellen MacArthur Foundation course from linear to circular in March. And we also noticed that companies are really looking for specific certifications such as the B Corp. So in June, we received the label of B Leader. So we're a B Leader company, so we can help companies to get the B Corp certification. And also we applied for the Cambridge Institute of Sustainability, and we got a spot in the accelerator program, and that was in June and it concluded in June. But we've been taking different challenges and different competitions in order to support our services and also in order to develop and provide the best that we can to our clients.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it seems like you've definitely been really active. I was wondering, with the recent circumstances around COVID and everything, which obviously that means for like a young company, how have you guys dealt with that? How do you have any tips for listeners who may be in a similar situation?
So for the COVID situation, our sales were affected. And this is why we were focusing more on prices and competitions. But now we're picking up on sales again. And well, the lessons that we learned from it and from the whole process is that the initial conversations with companies can be really enthusiastic and they can be super interested. And but the reality is like you have to be patient. We also learned that sustainability does not mean the same for everyone. So it's such a wide concept that you have to grab whatever sustainability is for them and put it into action, but also create an impact on what you're doing. And it's a process. And COVID also teaches that we have to spread awareness of how sustainability, it's indeed a process and it's a journey. It's not a final destination.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's great. I think that's a great image. It's a journey, not a final destination. Really encapsulates the challenge very well. Do you have any other advice, maybe beyond sustainability, but just for people who are thinking about maybe setting up their own startup or who are in the early days of, you know, ideation, whatever, from your experience, would you have any advice for them?
So I would tell them that it's never too late to start a business as long as you're passionate about it and that there is so much support out there. So for example, I'm from Mexico and I got my visa sponsored by Imperial. And this is because I was doing what I believe in. The second thing is do something that you're passionate about and find the skills that match and embrace that. We're living times of a lot of climate anxiety. I guess anxiety in general. So my advice would be to use that accumulated energy and put it into practice. Mm-hmm. And the last advice would be to don't be afraid to fail. Because we live in this world of social media where everything is amazing, life is perfect. And I'm here to tell you that success doesn't happen overnight and life is not perfect and as simple. So go out there and create the work in the world you wish to live in.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of putting it. The idea that everything can look so perfect on social media, et cetera, can make it a bit daunting sometimes to take that step. But as you say, until you've taken it, you don't know how it's going to work out. So I think that's also some great, great advice for our listeners. And then the final question that I always end on is, so I ask my guests to kind of close their eyes, imagine that we are in 2049, so 1 year away from having to be net zero. What do you think that the world is going to look like?
I can imagine a world being more sustainable. This urge to really mitigate emissions, to really do a change, to really make an impact. I imagine and I hope we have a better world, but at the same time, something that is a little bit of a concern to me is it's the privacy that we're going to be living in, right? So for example, the pandemic that we're having right now, the different track and trace, the all these different metrics that are implemented in the technology. So I imagine a better world, but also less privacy in our world.
Yeah, I think that's true. It's two parallel trends. We have like the sustainability trend, but also questions around privacy and technology. I think there's definitely some exciting projects for EcoFi to be working on over the next few years. So yeah, thank you very much for having taken the time to come and speak to us today, Daniela.
Thank you very much for having me. And I look forward working with different companies to help them to enhance their impact.